I'm standing at the edge of Lake Berryessa in Northern California. To get here, I drove through vineyards and winding roads that my friend says look like the coffee fields in Colombia. The land is lush, it's an unseasonably rainy day, and the soil beneath me is moist. I'm speaking with Mike Corey, who has been visiting Lake Berryessa for almost 50 years. Mike remembers the town of Monticello that once stood in this very spot.
The town of Monticello is underneath here. When the drought was very low, you could see the bridge at the south end of the lake, and out by Steel Park, you can see where the road comes in and leaves. But there's a bunch of pictures, too. If you go down to the road store and look on the wall, it'll show the making of Berryessa, and it shows the town.
But today, the water is high, and people are getting ready to fish. Lake Berryessa is a reservoir that was built in 1956 by flooding the town of Monticello. When Life magazine found out that the town was doomed, the editors commissioned photographers Prickle Jones and Dorothea Lang to take photographs of the town's final days. Life magazine never used the images, but Jones and Lang held the rights, and the pictures have since taken on a life of their own. The series is called Death of a Valley, and it was most recently shown at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. I visited Prickle Jones at his home in the hills of Marin County, California.
We worked with great intensity because we photographed things that appeared before our camera lens. We knew well that they would never appear again. And we worked with great pitch, great haste, because, you know, the magnificent oak trees and everything was going to be gone, disappeared forever. And we knew a lake was going to be there. And we felt rather desperate that we wanted to record all these magnificent things that were there.
Monticello was a farming town of rolling hills, large green trees, basking in the California light, reflecting off vineyards. Jones and Lang had a year to capture what they saw. In the process, Jones got to collaborate with one of his heroes.
I was so pleased to be able to have the opportunity of working with Dorothea Lang, and it was a very rich experience. Although Dorothea was very ill at the time, and I remember sometimes we would go up and it would be in the heat of the summer, and Dorothea would have a temperature of 102, but she had the tenacity of working even under those conditions. This was just a great experience of collaborating with Dorothea on equal terms as a photographer.
The result was Death of a Valley, a series of 30 images recording this change in the Berryessa Valley. A bulldozer with smoke rising up, the sudden flock of birds from the branches of an oak tree as it crashes to the ground, the bold and direct look of a Mexican farm worker. Sandra Phillips, senior curator of photography at the SF MoMA, describes the photograph house being moved.
We're standing in front of this picture with just regular modest frame ranch-style house being set on top of wheels and being rolled off in a field. Looks completely forlorn. There it is, propped up so that the roof doesn't fall in, and it's on a kind of tractor and in the middle of a wheat field, which was probably owned by one of the farmers here. So the two guys are in front of us, right at the bottom of the photograph, both wearing big straw 10-gallon hats and not looking at us. They're lost in thought.
Buildings were not the only things that were transported. The people of Monticello did not even want the bodies and graves of their friends and relatives to be left underwater. They too were moved, and Prickle Jones documented this in his photograph, The Graves Were Disinterred.
The photograph that was selected for the exhibition was where I was able to climb the little water tower in the cemetery that had been used for water supply to water the plants around the graves. I climbed the ladder and looked down on these open holes in the ground. And that's the one that was used, the symbolism of the emptiness and what happened to the graves. It was very meaningful.
Berryessa is now a recreational area. visitors' boat and fish 125 feet above where Monticello farmers once worked their land. The series Death of a Valley recalls this history, but not necessarily with nostalgia.
These are not sentimental pictures. They're not tough pictures, but they're very factual. They're depicting a time that is passing, and they're making us think about it and thinking about the value of progress, but also, or what we call progress, but also the limitations of it.
I'm an optimist, and I always feel that, there's never an end to one's life, so it goes on. And I take that optimistic view. And, the face of death, I still remain optimistic.
For Studio 360, I'm Tanya Katenjian.
Monticello, California lies at the bottom of Lake Berryessa, but you can see Perkle Jones' pictures of the town before it was covered at studio360.org.